So I had absolutely no idea what I was going to say because my friend Eileen brought me here, and I was like, oh, crap. So here we go. So I am a young teacher. I started 7 years ago. I started teaching secondary 7th grade through 12th grade. I started teaching 9th grade through 12th grade at 22. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So here's the deal. I'm going to tell you a whole bunch of short stories, because I'm short, and they're going to be about all the awesome experiences I've had as a young teacher. Experience number one. I'm at the Brick Bodies. I had just worked out, you know, missed a few shots like my friend over there in the back, yeah? Whiff. I could whiff all day, yeah. Woo! Go to the locker room, do my little rubber ducky shower, get out, you know, we're all adults in the shower room. You come out, you finally got comfortable being nude in a public space, you know, the locker room. So I just have the towel on, and all of a sudden, hey, Mr. Odd! Shit! I'm wet and I'm naked. Give me a minute. That's what happens. Experience number two. I was waiting for my doctor in the waiting room. This happened about 2 months ago. And these girls, young ladies, were complaining, there's not enough ice cream in my ice cream. It's a problem. They look at me. I'm like, what a worry. I look at them, and they're like, wait, don't we know you? No. Yeah, you went to... Censored. Yeah, I went there. I think we know you. I'm like, when did you graduate? 2000 and... Nope. Nope. Yeah, I don't know you. Are you sure? Wait. Who was your 8th grade science teacher? These girls were in the third year of college. I had been their student 8th grade teacher. I was 28. Fuck. All right, next story. I was in Towson Town Mall, riding the escalator. I think, you know, going down to the lower level. All of a sudden, it's like, ha! What? That is a response that a junior sees when he sees that his teacher exists outside of the classroom. I don't know what possessed him. Like, the idea that I go shopping is beyond him. He just couldn't stop laughing. He's just like, terrifying. All right. I know these are very short stories. Next story. Last story. This is the end of the line. I decided to go to power plant. Yeah, I know. That's already the joke right there. And it was my friend's birthday happy hour. I got one of those happy hours at Lucky's. So I was in Lucky's. And all of a sudden, this nice looking girl. She looks at me, which is unusual. This doesn't happen to me. She's all like, Elau, right? Your name's Elau. I say, yeah. Do you remember me? Guys, trouble. No, should I know you? And she's like, it's me, Allison. You know. Wait. Come on, you know me and Brad, don't you? I lied. Yeah. Yeah, I know you. How have you been? Oh, I'm doing really well right now. I still don't. I'm sorry, where do we know each other? Censored. From there. Oh, okay. This girl, I say girl now, is now 22. She's a nurse in Johns Hopkins. And I'm like, I taught you 9th grade chemistry? Well, I can see you're successful. No, I was in your dumb class. What do you say? You weren't dumb, honey. Can we get a selfie? Selfie? What? Modern age. So she insists I get a selfie. She takes a selfie with my camera. Then she proceeds to give me her number. And I'm, like, mortified. There's, like, 1,000 laws of teacherdom you do not cross that she has just kicked right through. And I was like, okay. So send me the picture. Okay. So I send her the picture. Like, mind you, I'm 29 now. I don't know what to do with this. So I send her the picture and I go, congrats. Smiley face. I'm so proud of you. Good luck at Hopkins. This is why I teach. What do you do, guys? What do you do? I don't know.